Hello and welcome to Cats Out of the Bag. I'm Kat Hennessy, and in this podcast, nothing is off limits. Today, I have a very special guest joining me today. Riley is coming on to discuss all things body positivity, how to remain confident, her struggles with lipedema. Did I nail it? Okay, guys, I thought I was going to say that wrong, so I friggin' nailed the word. Woo! And also where to shop, being a plus-size woman, and, you know, how to just remain confident in the bedroom, in everyday life, and just enjoy your beautiful self. So let's bring her on in. Welcome, Riley.
Hello.
So let's start off the pod with a little bit of juicy juice. So what are two things that people don't know about you?
Oh my God, on the spot.
On the spot.
That people don't know about me.
Yeah, like what, do you have any, like two, I probably should have pre-warned you this, but this is like my question for guests. So like,
okay,
even one thing, like something that like the average person doesn't know about you.
I feel like everyone knows almost like what don't I share?
I don't know. I've interviewed someone the other week and they said they have epilepsy and that no one knew that. So that was a really random one. But I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah. I mean, lots of people don't know that I was vegetarian most of my life. I'm now pescatarian, but turned veggie when I was like 7.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Love that's it. Like a that's cute a little one. Yeah. But different.
I love it.
Okay.
It was veggie for a little bit.
Yeah.
For a little bit. No. Look, I mean, you can ponder on it. And if there's anything that pops up, we can always resort, like turn back around.
Okay,
but,
fine.
I really did throw you on the spot there. I was like, boom, into it.
Yeah. I struggle on the spot, but
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Or so do I. I'm like, I feel like I just can't think of anything, even if it was the most like common question I could ask.
Yeah.
So.
Like that's an easy question. And my mind's gone like, everyone knows it. Everyone doesn't know everything. First of all, I've lied.
You're going to like get in the car and be like, oh no, I should have said this.
Yeah. This happened when I went on, the Wild Ones podcast, Happy Hour. And it was like that question they ask everyone.
What's your wild story?
Yeah. And I've said something about getting accused of shoplifting when I was like 12 from Supre. And then I've like panicked about it and gotten in the car. I'm going, that's just the most fucked thing to say. Like, why have I said that?
Or why did I get accused of stealing a $6 top?
Like, literally.
So funny. Oh my God, I love that. So let's like talk about your journey. Like, can you like tell everyone a little bit about yourself? Like how you've, you know, built up your following, your audience? Like, just tell me about you.
Yeah. So my Instagram, I started it. It's probably like 6 years ago now.
Yeah.
It was initially a weight loss page. So started there. I've like always been a bigger girl, but it's kind of like never really stopped me from doing anything. Always played sport, always was really active through school. And then I went to uni and I did the classic like stop doing all the things. I also hurt my ankle, had to have surgery, so I use that as an excuse for ages.
Yep.
So I put on like quite a bit of weight in quite a short amount of time, like a couple years or a year. And I had just stopped doing all the things I love doing. So I was just in a really unhealthy space. I was like eating large pizza and chips for afternoon tea and then going home to mum and being like, mum, I haven't had dinner. Like just a whole thing. Like delicious but also not good for me.
Yeah.
Every day. So found myself in like a bit of a shit situation. Mm. Not because like looking back on it now, obviously not because of my size and what I looked like, but because of my habits.
Yeah.
I started my Instagram Health Check 101.
Yeah.
As like full piss take name.
Yeah.
Like it was just a whole thing. Yeah. And so it was a private account, just my friends and like family followed it. And then I lost a bunch of weight quite quickly, as you would if you're cutting out, like, you know, going from eating heaps of food constantly.
Did you get back into exercise and everything?
Yeah. So I sort of like stopped trying to make these like quick fixes. Like I was always in the cycle of being like, tomorrow I'm not eating until 2 p.m. and I'm going to go for a run at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's just not realistic. Wasn't going to stick to it. Never wanted to do it. So I'd get to like breakfast and have something not on my plan.
Yeah.
Like have something other than fucking water.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, better start again tomorrow. So I'm going to eat whatever I want. So it was just that cycle. So I guess by making my Instagram, I sort of like stopped the cycle and it was all about balance and actually being healthy and fueling my body with what it wants and what it needs and exercising because I like it, not because I'm like forcing myself to go for a run.
Yeah.
So I stuck to it and lost quite a bit of weight. And I guess that's how people started following me.
Yeah, right.
I had like heaps of articles, well not heaps, but my come up was like BuzzFeed articles, Daily Mail, like that vibe.
Mm.
And that was when like weight loss was the whole rage. And like I feel like it's kind of not so much anymore in terms of like everyone's pushing weight loss on everyone.
Totally.
But it was
totally.
Like the skinny me tea and like all the things.
Oh, yeah. No, not the like, skinny
and
me
like,
tea.
Bikini Body Guide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kayla had seen us. I'm triggered.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So all of that was like when
I remember
my followers
this.
Grew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people were just like so like engaged in your journey and how much weight you had lost in this was it a short amount of time? Was it over an extended period?
Yeah. I feel like it was over like a year.
Yeah.
6 months to a year.
Which
like
is a good healthy balance.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I mean, looking back on it now, I got to a point where I was having like, I remember going on a trip with my two best friends at the time and I was having like protein shake for breakfast, protein shake for lunch and eating dinner.
Yeah.
Like literally feeling like I was going to faint, starving myself, not eating.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, I'm still losing weight and I didn't look like, you know, like no one was going to look at me and be like, oh my God, she needs to eat because I was still like a size, you know, 16. So even though I was doing that and going to the gym twice a day and, you know, like just being super focused on like the calories and things, looking back on it, like obviously not healthy. For me anyway, I mean like everyone's different, but yeah, so I guess I got to a point where I'd lost a bunch of weight. I was still like I'm still the same person. I still have the same issues.
Yeah.
Might be a little bit thinner. But I still have issues like everyone else and my size isn't going to make me happy. So yeah, then I just guess I stopped focusing on weight loss so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was more just like living my life and like be healthy and feel good for me because health looks different for everyone and feels different for everyone. And yeah, I guess then people like that were going on that weight loss journey with me came on like the self-love, like body vibes.
Which is so like, it's such an important like topic. And I feel like it's definitely something that Instagram and the whole social media thing's all about now is, you know, being more positive, not filtering your photos and airbrushing things like you used to. It's like people want to see the real you. And like, I love that you promote that. Like, I just think it's such a positive thing to be around. So,
yeah. I know. It's so like just refreshing to be able to go. Like, I mean, we grew up without all of that. We grew up seeing magazines and like
fad diets.
Yeah. And just like people getting ripped to shreds for having cellulite on the front fucking cover.
Yeah.
Every ad on TV was like, lose 3 dress sizes in 5 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Buy this walker for home and blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah, literally. So I guess like now I'm just glad that we can make an impact on like the younger ones.
Totally.
Where it matters. But yeah, even just for us, like there's so many people. I have like women that are like 50 following me and they're like, oh my God, I can't even be happy in my body. Like you're not only influencing the younger ones, but also the older ones, which is like crazy
amazing.
To think, hey, people are literally like 50 years old and have struggled their whole lives and still struggle.
Totally. It's you, how you feel about yourself. It's something that you're never going to not have. It's just like how you learn to manage it and how you learn to like get that confidence back within yourself. So yeah, I feel like, you know, I'm so one that's like, so, can be so sure of myself and so confident, but like, I still have things I struggle with and I know that every one of my friends does as well. It's just like someone, it might be their weight, someone it could be like their eyebrows, like, you know, it could be anything, but like everyone has insecurities and I think it's so important to remember that too.
Yeah, for sure.
So
yeah. It's not like you don't get to a point where you're all of a sudden absolutely happy with every single thing.
Absolutely.
It can change in like a minute.
Totally.
You can put on an outfit and be like, this looks fucked and I am so fucking ugly.
Yeah, I know. And then you might put something else on and feel amazing.
Yeah.
So it's just, you might get a fake tan and then feel even more amazing. It's like, that's me. I'm like, the weekend, I was like, well, I need to look hot on my upper half. So I literally fake tanned my upper body and like had these like pale white legs. I was like, this will be the night I meet my husband.
Yeah.
Like, when
what's
I have
happened?
To strip
Nothing.
Off naked with a pale ass. Like,
lights off.
Yeah, literally, moody lighting only. So yeah, but no, so that's so amazing. So you've obviously like come full circle and like, do you think when like you were in, would you be like counting calories and stuff now, or is that not in your whole healthy living? Like you maybe did this before, but not now.
Yeah. I don't count calories, although I do have like an idea of what is in things.
Yeah.
Because of like my history of it.
Yeah.
But then also, I've got this thing called lipedema, which is like a whole nother topic, but it's basically like a fat disease that is in the legs.
What?
And it affects like 1 in 11 women. It's really common.
What is it?
It's like a inflammatory disease to the fat. Will it, like, I'll show you a video after when they, like, the only way to get rid of it is liposuction. What? And it's like nodules of fat, and it's like inflamed and super sore.
I had someone ask me this. They go, yeah, will Riley ever get lipo for her lymphedema? Is that what it's called?
Lipedema.
Lipedema. Yeah. And I was like, that's a weird question. Yeah. What is that? Yeah. So I just didn't write it down. But like, is that something you'd ever do? Like what is it? How does it affect you every day?
Yeah. So I mean, it's hereditary.
Yeah.
And it can sort of flare up. I think there's 3 points in your life that it normally comes in. So it's like puberty, pregnancy, and then menopause. So it's where your hormones are doing all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically like when the fat is there, it can't be exercised away, which like when I first found out about it from my followers messaging me, I was like, oh, of course, like I can't just be fat and like not have something wrong. Like everyone's like, oh, you're exercising and eating healthy, so like, why aren't you losing weight? And there must be something wrong with you, basically. Like, this is a thing. And I was like, no, I don't want to. I just shunted it off.
Mm.
And then I started getting like the pain in my legs. I mean, I always knew my legs had been bigger. Like I always had if I had to buy like a set or whatever, my pants would be a way bigger size than my top.
Okay.
But then I started getting pain. I went to a doctor in New Zealand. He was like, oh, you can get like a vein scan, but like, I'm pretty sure you don't have lipedema. I was like, okay, whatever, leave it. And then I started getting more pain. So really achy at night. Like if my dogs walk on my legs, like it's like sharp pains.
Really?
Yeah. It's a whole, like it affects different people like differently. Lots of people have it in their arms. When I went and got diagnosed with a specialist in the Gold Coast, they're called Walk With Freedom. I went for my legs and then he starts feeling my arms. He's, oh, you've got it in your arms as well.
No.
I'm going, do I? Thank you. Didn't come for that, but.
Do you?
Great. Yeah, yeah, but it's not. So there's different stages and different types. So yeah, I like my arms aren't as bad. I don't have pain or anything in them.
Oh, babe.
But yeah, it's real shit. Like when I first got diagnosed with it, I was like, this is just fucked, because when you look at the women that have never known that they have it, they go their whole lives with, you know, all
just
sorts of
issues. Just thinking it's normal.
Yeah, and then it progresses, so it can just, like, affect your mobility. So that was the scariest thing for me. I was like, how the fuck am I, like, what if it gets worse? What the fuck am I going to do? And then, like, the liposuction thing, I'm like, I don't hate my legs, and I don't want to, like, if I can manage the pain by, like, what I'm eating, which brings me back to the calories thing, I just try and keep my carbs low.
Yeah.
Because that is what helps me with my pain, like low sugar, low carb.
So if you ate high carbs, high sugar, does that make you flare up?
Yeah.
And is there any other way to cure it other than the lipo?
No, that's so the only way.
Yeah,
the only way to get rid of it. It literally does not go away from anything else.
And what would they just like?
They
normal liposuction.
We have to go to the people that can treat it for lipedema because you can go to the normal ones, but
because
like already your lymph nodes and things are like things aren't working how they should.
Yeah.
You need to be really careful because if you fuck them even more, then it's not good.
No, totally.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's in the back of my mind, but it's not something that I'm like, I need to go get it. Like if I can just keep everything
how it is.
I'm like, I'll just see how I go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's like in terms of calories, I don't calorie count, but I have like an idea of what's in things and I just try and keep my carbs and sugars low.
Far out.
But yeah, it's
God, this margarita isn't going to be helping.
I know. Alcohol.
Bit of sugar.
Bit of cute alcohol vibes. Yeah. Flares it up. But I'm like, also a balance between living.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I'm not going to completely stop living my life because of this whole thing.
No.
I'm like, fuck it.
It's
but also like balance it, yeah.
But that's the whole thing is it's learning how to balance. And like, I struggle with this as well. And like, everyone is always like, how are you so confident? How do you do these things? And I'm like, well, fuck, like I have my issues too. And I have put on like 30 kilos in the past few years. Like I used to like have really bad anxiety. I used to be like a size 6. I was tiny and I didn't think I was at the time. And I look back at the photos and I'm like, oh my God, I actually look sick. And I've put on a lot of weight since then. And I often like get down if I see an old photo or I'm like, I'm trying to, you know, get fitter and go on these diets. And like, you know, to anyone else, they're like, you're crazy. Like you look great. Like and things into me. And like, it's just, you just wouldn't even know.
Yeah. But on that, like, isn't that the biggest example of like, you like when we look back on our photos of, you know, we always look back and go, oh my God, I was so skinny back then. I look so good. Why did I think I was so big? Why was I still trying to lose weight?
Your skinny photo now is your old fat photo.
Yeah. But that like the thing is, our happiness and like our body image is based on trends of what's like cool at the time. And also like we're putting our worth on what we look like. We're never going to be happy. Because that is the biggest example. Like I look back to the time where I was the smallest I've ever been and I didn't see it at all.
Mm.
And I'll probably do it again. Like I will look back in a few years and be like, oh my God, why were you? Why was that girl worried about that?
Why was she freaking out?
We will do that though. Yeah. We'll look back and be like, oh my fucking God, why was I worrying?
Yeah.
Because you don't see it at the time because, we just can't focus our worth and our happiness on what we look like because we literally are changing all the time.
100%. I mean, I'm definitely the biggest I've ever been now and I still think I'm like very in proportion and stuff, but I'm also the happiest I've ever been. And if I look back at that old me that was so thin and didn't look healthy, she was also I was really unhappy at the time. And, you know, so I feel like it's all got to balance out. And
yeah,
I think it's like understanding like both of those things. People just shouldn't be so hard on themselves.
Yeah. And then also realizing that everyone is different.
Mm-hmm.
Like what is unhealthy for you, someone else might be like, I have always tried to put on weight and I can't. And if I'm trying to put on weight to get to a size that looks healthy, they're eating crap that makes them feel crap.
Mm.
And like, that's not healthy for them. Like we're all so different.
Yeah, I know.
It's so
hard. I think as well, like, I don't know if you've dealt with this, but like, have you ever had any like issues with like trolling on Instagram and stuff?
Yeah, I have. I mean, people call me fat, but I'm like, and like, oh my God, didn't even realize. Yeah. Sorry. Thanks for letting me know. That doesn't affect me.
Yeah. How do you, like, was there ever a point where it did affect you?
Yeah, I think growing up for sure, like, that was the one word that I was like, if someone, like, called me that in, like, a group setting, it would just, like, my heart would just sink.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just the biggest insult that I was like, you can call me a bitch, you can call me fucking anything, and I wouldn't even care. Mm. It was that one word. And I'm like, why did I let that affect me so much?
Because
you know, I'd always be like the one giving it back. Like me and my friends were just loud and funny and fat and just cool.
Loud and funny and fat.
Funny, fat and fucked.
Funny, fat and fucked. I love it.
So that was just us. So like I was always like, I would, you know, like if someone was saying something like we'd be like joking, like banter vibes.
Mm.
But then like, you know what the boys are like. Mm. Oh, you're just fat. I remember this boy like ran into our class. It was like one of the younger years and he's called me fat tits and then he's run out and it was just the joke for so long. Like that shit I would laugh at.
Yeah, I'd rather have fat tits than no tits.
Yeah.
Like, hello. Your tits are fat, so fuck off, people.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, it did used to affect me for sure because I was like, that's just the worst thing you can be called. Of course I'm going to fucking think that when all of the media is telling us that fat is the worst thing you can be. Of course, if someone calls me fat, I'm going to think it's the worst thing that someone could call me. But yeah, I just got to a point where I'm like, the reason why I think it's bad is because I'm putting all the things in with the word fat. Like I've got all the negative connotations that go with it. Whereas if I just go, I am fat and I'm happy and I'm always going to be fat and I like own the word, it doesn't affect me.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. That's like takes a lot of guts because it's like, it's hard to not let like anything anyone says to you bring you down. Like
I know. And it also depends like who it comes from as well, I think. But like then again, like anyone that's saying that to you is clearly not right. Like
totally.
Would you ever message someone and say something about their appearance? Like just all wrong.
I've had my fair share of trolling, like obviously from Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like it was
reality TV.
It was horrific. Hooked. Like I remember an episode went up and I did something a bit scandalous as I always do. And within like 2 minutes, I had like 750 comments on my photo of like all abuse, like shaming me for my like body, my appearance, death threats, like you name
it. Disgusting.
And like, it was really fucking hard and really like, it was a massive mental struggle for me, but like, I feel like I've really come out on the other side of that. And I'm such a stronger person now from going through that. Mm. Like it was one.
How did you even deal with that?
I was just so lucky to have my mum and my dad are like the two most supportive, most incredible people in the entire world. Like, yeah. I don't know how they birthed me. They're the most like level-headed, straight-edge humans ever, yeah. and I'm their wild child. But they were just so supportive through all of it. And then obviously I was had Romy and Alicia in my like mean girl group. So we had each other and we really like were there. We're still so close to this day because we just like went through so much. But I had to like stop reading DMs. I had to turn my comments off. Like I just did what I could do to help me.
Yeah.
And now it's like if I get a troll comment or something, I feel like I'm so on the other side of it that I'm like, well, who are you, you know, Karen, who's 75 sitting at home in Ipswich? Like, you know, so it's half the time it was like single mums commenting on my photos abusing me.
It literally is always that, hey?
And it's like,
who are these people? Totally. So sad, first of all. But then like, I don't know if that helps, like just being like, that person must be so sad. It's like, yeah, but they've still called me that.
Yeah, I know.
Someone is still saying that. And when it comes from more people, I think like appearance-wise, that doesn't affect me, but it's when someone questions like my values, that's when like if they're judging my character or values, that's what really
irks you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then one of my best friends, like one time I was just, what was it? I dressed up. No, this is what it was. And I was upset about it. I dressed up as Brittany and Justin. Well, not both of them. Vita was Justin.
You're like, I just and was the, both.
One half.
Yeah.
Journey.
Love it.
And we were like in the denim.
Yeah, of course. Know, I was going to go half denim dress, half denim like shirt and lounge.
Like, half the hat. For a costume party. Yeah. And I had this message from someone being like, how disrespectful. Like, don't you know what she's going through right now? Like with the free Brittany thing, which like, of course, is a huge thing. And like, fucking terrible that she's going through that, but like also I'm not poking fun at her, like I'm honoring her amazing look that she dressed like. And I just had this, and I must have been at breaking point, like I must have had some sort of argument with someone. I was just upset about it, and my friend messaged me this big whole thing and was like, just remember whenever someone says something like that, like, we know who you are. The people that love you and the people you love know who you are.
Totally.
Whatever these people say that don't know you, it literally doesn't matter.
Mm.
And it's also funny that they think they know. Like, how funny is that, that they think they know?
I know.
They think they can say that stuff and they actually don't.
And you've just got to question, like, what type of person they are. Because I, like, as you said, you would never do that. I would never go and comment on someone's photo and be like, hello, you're fat. Like, or hello, you were, like, you know, I would just never do that. So no.
And we're cool. So
we're really cool. Hey, guys, do you think we're cool?
like this photo if you think we're cool.
Yeah, like this photo, fucking cool. Okay, let me look at some of my little questions that all of you fabulous little listeners have sent through. Are there any other tips you'd have to like stay confident in your own skin? Like any tips that you'd give the girls who are struggling out there?
Yeah, I think like when you have to like boil it down to what it is, insecurities are not coming from us. They're coming from someone else or somewhere else. Mm. So I always think like, first of all, if society has pushed that on us, it's to profit off something always. Mm. Like it's always to profit off all like the creams and the weight loss things and all of like the workout plans and like all of that. It's coming from somewhere. So there's a hidden agenda. It's not coming from your thoughts. Mm. So break down why you're feeling like that. Can you do something about it? Do you want to do something about it? That's like my first thing.
So what?
Yeah. Mm. And then if it's just literally someone being a fucking asshole or something just irking you, I try and do something like if it's about body, like if I'm feeling shit about my body one day, I'll acknowledge it and be like, okay, I'm feeling like this about myself today, and then try and take away from what I look like and just be neutral about my body and be like, okay, I feel fucked, but I'm still going to go and do these things today. Like it's not going to stop me from living my life because even if I was a size 8, I would literally still be doing the things I'm doing right now as a size 18. Like there's no difference.
Yeah.
And then another thing that really helps me is channeling like my confidence role model.
Mm-hmm.
So like whenever I'm feeling a bit shit, I'll be like, would Lizzo wear that and go and do that? Or would Ashley Graham sit here and be upset about what she looks like? Or would she go and fucking kill it?
Yeah.
Would Tabria Majors sit here being like, look at my tummy? No. So I channel those people.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then also like my younger self, I'm like, fuck yeah. I got to that. I was strutting around the swimming sports in my little togs while, you know, some of the skinnier girls were sitting being self-conscious. And I was like, I'm still going to fucking win that race. I'm going to swim, like channeling like my younger self and being like, you did it up until now. What's stopping you? Like, keep pushing through and keep living your life.
Yeah. I think it's all always about like asking yourself what it is that's upsetting you. And then like what you said, like, do you want to change it? Do you not? It's like, if so, how and what can I do? And I think like for people to be able to find little things in their daily routine, like, you know, do you want to write your affirmations? Do you want to listen to a song every morning when you get up that gets you up, like gets you in a good mood? Like, you know, thinking of those little things you can add into your routine to make you feel better.
Yeah.
And we all need them. If I don't get up and exercise, which I hardly ever do because I'm so friggin' lazy, but like the difference of my day in my day when I get up and work out, I'm like a new human, or like get up and stretch or do something, and I don't do it enough. And it's just, it's so interesting when you know something's going to make you feel a certain way and then you just sometimes don't do it.
I know. That's literally me though.
Yeah.
Like I will lay in bed and the alarm will go off and I'm like, I know that if I get up and do this workout, it's done. I don't have to think about it for the rest of the day. I'm going to be so much more productive. But I still lay there.
Yeah, I know. I do the same. It's and such I just a snooze.
Why do we do that?
I'm like, my friend goes to me. She's really good at exercising. Lol, love her. She was like, you'll never regret a workout.
Yeah.
And every time when I'm lying in bed and my alarm's going off, I'm like, you'll never regret a workout. And I'm like, snooze.
Also warm.
Yeah. Also freaking cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm trying to think what other, some really, I want to give you like the good questions because I got a few. What about, speaking on exercise, like what do you do to help you get motivated to exercise and eat healthy?
Yeah, it's honestly that whole I know what I like to do. First of all, I enjoy it. Yeah. I'm not going to go and make myself run because I don't like it.
Running, you should only run if you're running away from being murdered or towards food. Like
literally like, towards food.
Yeah, towards food. I hate running. You couldn't pay me to run.
But like also we don't have to.
No.
Like there's so many other forms of exercise. Like when people, and even when I was younger, it was always like, if I need to lose weight, it's running. Oh, it's a 6 a.m. No, I'm like, not doing that.
Give me some Pilates so I can, like any exercise that involves lying down, I'm all about
the reformers,
it.
Get me on it.
Reformers, literally, they're like, okay, get on your knees. And I'm like, no, let me lie down.
Yeah.
Like any way to get out of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, find something you love. And then, like, in terms of eating, I just know that if I eat like takeaways all the time, even though yum.
Yeah,
like,
delicious.
Yeah, delicious.
Butter chicken, thanks. Yeah, thanks for coming.
I love curry. Yes. Yum. I just know that I will feel shit, not because I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get so fat and put on weight.
Mm.
It's because I literally feel shit. Like I feel like I'm going to shit myself.
Mm.
So like also.
IBS vibes.
Yeah, IBS vibes. So yeah, I just try and balance all the things that I love. Find what you love. There's so many forms of exercise, like literally go do dancing or something. Like there's so many things.
Yeah, I really want to go to that Heels by Maisha place. Have you been?
Oh my God, yeah, the girls in the heels.
Do you want to go but not wear heels?
Imagine.
No, I really want to go but I don't want to wear heels because I have like, lol, I'm like, I've got flat feet.
I can't wear heels.
I need to wear orthotics. I could not dance in heels. But no, I really want to go. But
the only way I could go, I feel, was like the expectation versus reality. Like I cannot get up from the floor that quickly.
No. Let's go to a beginner's. Let's do it.
Funny.
Wear our sneakers.
Oh, God. Don't turn the lights on,
And some Remy activewear.
Yeah. Cute vibes.
So how long have you been on the coast for now?
2 years.
2 years. And did you move over solo or did you move over with Vida as well? Vida.
Yeah,
Vida. I'm like, is it Vida or Vida? And now I can't remember.
Yeah,
Vida. Oh, my God. Sorry, guys.
You got it. Second time's charm.
Fuck.
Yeah, so I was actually, this is something people might not know about me.
Okay.
I was born on the Gold Coast.
Oh, there we have it, people. We have the fun fact.
The fun fact.
You were born on the GC.
Yeah, I was born here. So, like, my dad's from Australia, mum's from New Zealand. They moved back and forth. I've got three siblings. So it was just, like, bouncing between. And I was born here, but lived most of my life in New Zealand and then moved. So, like, my sister had moved when she finished school. She's a couple years younger than me. So she moved to Melbourne with her boyfriend. And then my parents moved here like a year before us. So they moved to Brisbane. Mm. And then our like flat, what's it called? Your lease. Our lease was up on our flat in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And my parents were over here. My sister was over here. I was like, fuck it. Let's just go. Change the scenery.
So you moved together.
Yeah.
And that amazing.
Together. Yeah.
That
so,
would have made it so much easier settling in here.
Oh, yeah. And also having family here. Like, I feel like if my family wasn't here, we probably wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Which is shit to think. But we just would have been, like, comfortable at home.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And how did you guys, like, first start dating and meet each other?
Yeah, we met, like, in town vibes.
Love
yeah.
It. What do you mean in town?
Yeah, like clubbing town.
Oh, clubbing yeah. town. Like, you know, Robina Town Centre. Like,
like at the shops.
Yeah. So met like partying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, epic. Which is like classic Wellington. Like it yeah. was just and also in how town. Old was I? Like 23.
Love it.
So it was just like partying all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you now?
25.
No. So
how old am I? I'm 25 and I yeah. must have met him when I was 21.
Okay.
Because so we've been together 4 years.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
And how did you like, this is like a probably, I don't know if you're going to be feel comfortable talking about this, but like how did you, a few girls were like struggling with like their
dating
confidence.
Dating is, yeah.
Yeah, and
I get that all the
in
time.
Their bedroom, in the bedroom. Like
yeah.
how did you, firstly, how did you go about like, you know, when you were sleeping with someone and like getting undressed in front of them for the first time, like how, what did you do to like feel confident in that situation?
Yeah, well, I think like the main part of like piece of advice that I give to girls that feel like that, first of all, I don't know how it feels to not be fat. Like I've been fat my whole life. So I'm like, I can't think back to like what it would be like ever to be like skinny in the bedroom because I'm literally have always been fat in the bedroom. But also, it's not like you're like blindly having sex with someone.
No.
Like they know you're fat. They know your size. They know yeah. they know what you look like. It's not yeah. like magically under the clothes. They're like, holy shit, like this is not what I expected. Like they know and they have seen you. So like that's the first thing. Mm. And then I guess it's just about being confident in like in yourself as well. Like I feel like it's just a classic answer, but if you feel confident by yourself, then being with someone should be the same.
Totally.
They should care about you, or maybe not. Maybe you've just met them and it's just like a fun thing.
Met them in town.
Yeah, met them in town. Cute vibes. I've never done that before. yeah, and then also like just the usual things like lights off if you feel the need.
Yeah.
/ I feel like that's like more normal than lights on. Mm. I feel like lights on is like a weird vibe.
Well, no one wants stark lights. Like I'm like, I'm all for a bit of a Himalayan salt lamp.
Yeah,
maybe
nice.
A few fairy lights, guys.
Yeah, fairy lights.
But even like I told this story about how I like sat on this guy's face like a month ago. Really just went there and someone DM'd me and they were like, how did you sit on his face? Like, I don't know how to sit on a guy's face and like not, you know, freak out of what they're seeing. I'm like, well, really, if you're sitting on someone's face, they can't fucking see much.
No, they can't see a thing.
Literally. But secondly, it's just like you've got to be in the moment. Like that was the first time I'd ever done that and like fully let go. And you've got to like be selfish. Do it for you. Like you've got to get – I feel like so many women are too much in their own head sexually.
Yeah.
And I mean I do it as well sometimes as well. Yeah. But sometimes you're just not in the right headspace. But I was really like – into it and like fully, and it was like one of the best orgasms I'd ever had because I just like let go. So I think it's like people not, I don't know, just I think people think too much into it and like you've kind of always got to remember that like everyone's always thinking about themselves and everyone's their own biggest fan and it's like a guy's probably wondering how they look. Does it just you think my dick's small? Like, oh, I don't want to come quickly.
Oh, 100%.
Like, you know, they're not thinking, oh, you've got a ingrown hair on your ass or like, you know.
or 10.
Yeah, or 30. And I think that's just what you got to come back down to with that whole like confidence sexually and everything.
Mm.
I feel like I just tried to steal your answer. But
no, but that also. And I feel like as women, like you said, we're so caught up with guys or like they're the main thing and we need to make sure they're happy and like are they going to think I'm weird on this angle or and it's like we are also fucking important. So care about yourself, what feels good to you. They don't fucking care what you look like.
No. I think too much of the time, like I'm such a giver and I think too much of the time sexually I'm more worried about like pleasing the male than myself. And I did that for like the first however many years that I was having sex because I was so caught up on that. And now it's like really in my 20s where I've been like, no, I know what feels good. I know what I like and I know what I can do to make this more enjoyable for me.
And we can be picky.
Totally.
Like I feel like back then I wasn't picky. I was like, take what I can get, like, you know, make sure they're having a good time.
Yeah. I'm going to do like, this fucked position that I'm really uncomfortable in.
It like, doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt.
It fucking hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Why a woman like that?
I know. Even, do you know what I hate? I hate when, like, a guy, like, I'm very unflexible, embarrassingly unflexible. When like a guy's on top of me and they try and like lift my legs up and like lean them on their shoulders, it's and I'm like, way. I'm like, oh no, this really feels like someone's like doing a slow stretch on you.
Yeah,
like, and I used to always like allow that, and I'd just be there like, I'm not really enjoying this because I'm thinking about my muscles tearing. But now it's like I just probably wouldn't do that position, and I'd flip on into something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know so, the things we do away for these great men.
I know it's so bad.
Yeah.
So, like, another question, like, what are your favorite, like, online stores and, like, where do you go to shop mainly?
Yeah. I mean, as you would know as well, like, you're not really in, like, the plus size range, hey?
I'm a 12.
Yeah, so you can shop anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah. So, like, for me, I can't go to a mall and buy, well, shopping center. I always say mall. People take the piss of me. I think I'm American.
The mall in the town.
In New Zealand, we say mall.
Do you?
Shopping center, yeah.
All wrong.
Love it.
Yeah.
I can't just go there and buy clothes from stores. Like there's nothing.
Or stores that you at least like.
Yeah, but like even ones that I don't like.
Mm. Okay.
Like name, unless it's like Miller's. Chic. Yeah, okay.
Like, but you're not going to go there and buy anything. You want to be shopping the things that are in like the Glassons and the, you know.
All the things. Yeah. Mm. Like just because I'm a size 18 doesn't mean I like all of a sudden want to wear like flowy floral vibes with like funny little sleeves and like Miller's wrong. So I have always sort of had to shop fast fashion, which if there's a sustainable option there that is cool and like I can wear what all the other girls are wearing, of course I'm gonna go there and spend my money. But there's just not. So like Pretty Little Thing, Boohoo, they've been staples for me for like the longest time. I remember shopping there like when I was in high school. I also used to make my mum make me heaps of shit. So like,
did you?
Yeah. Like I remember wearing like skirts as tops. Love and like it. I'd like make mum make me like these tie tops and like different dresses. Like I'd find a dress I liked and show her a photo and we'd be like, let's try whip it up. Never looked the same. We gave it a good crack. Yeah. So I mean, there's stores that are getting better now. And then also online stores in Australia like Princess Polly. That I have worked with and have bought from for a while now. And I sort of get like some backlash from working with brands that only go up to a size 16. Which I totally get because that's the same feeling I get when girls are promoting stores that go up to a 12. And I'm like, oh, I love that, but I can't buy it. So that's so fucking unfair. So it's that whole thing, well, it fits me. So, you know, which isn't cool. But then also in order to get these brands to change, I feel like I need to show them that there is a market there for bigger girls that want to wear the cool shit.
Totally.
Because if I don't squeeze my ass into a 16 and be like, this looks cool to me, sell their biggest sizes out, then how are they ever going to know that they want to, you know, sell to people that are bigger?
100%.
I mean, there's stores like Glassons and things that are just never going to go bigger. Like they have the means, they have the time, they have the money, they have all the things, and they just refuse, which fucking sucks. But is what it is. Those brands are going to fall behind, and the ones that are doing all the things are going to
go ahead.
Totally.
Go nuts.
And you, with your brand Remy, so do you do all, what size do you go up to for your brand? So we go extra small to 6XL, which is like a 24.
Amazing.
Which is cool. I think our first drop was to a 4XL. I think from memory. And then we extended. For the second one.
Amazing. And how, like, I know obviously from working in fashion, as soon as you go past a 16, I know that you have to like completely restructure the garment and fit on a different mannequin and like things completely change. Like, how was that for you with like, you know, starting the label and like figuring out how these bigger sizes, you know, could like how you could do the size break properly and everything?
So with garments, like you said, it changes. So like even like minimum quantity orders, which is when your supplier will say in this color, in this style, you have to order X amount of items. And that's your minimum. You can go above, obviously, and get a better price, but that's the minimum that they will do.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you go above the XL, that's a completely different size break.
Yeah.
So another whole new minimum quantity. Yeah.
It's really
it's classed as a whole nother garment. Like you said, like you have to do the whole, whether or not you restructure or whether you just grade them from the XL up, I guess is up to whoever is making the stuff. But in terms of suppliers, it's classed as a whole different item. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't actually know that. And I bloody work in that stuff every day.
Yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense because it's using a lot more fabric.
And a completely different fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, but then in saying that, I think that's why when brands bring out bigger sizes, they do the whole, like, it's a funny fit. Like, they do, like, oh, because they're bigger, they'll want, you know, a funny little sleeve, or they'll want, you know, just there's so many brands that do curve options, but they just fuck them up.
Yeah,
like,
and they're
I don't want to wear that just because I'm a size 18. I just want to wear what everyone else is wearing.
Yeah.
Give me the cool stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it is a process, and I get that, like, it's way easier for brands to just be like, we're stopping in an XL because that's literally just how the world has been. So suppliers are just used to being able to do that. But in saying that, it's also not that hard to go up to bigger sizes.
Totally.
Like, you can just grade them. So yeah, I mean, it's a bit more difficult, but it's been fine so far. The only thing we're struggling with is doing a seamless. So you know, like a seamless legging?
Yeah.
Because they're spun on a machine.
Yeah, it's the
They only
minimums,
go to a 4XL.
And the minimums are huge. Crazy. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So that sucks. Like, we've been like a year in the works to find like a recycled seamless, finally like got one that we're happy with, and they can only go to a 4XL, which sucks because it's like we're our size range is to a 6XL, and like I don't know if I can just bring out a product that only goes to a 4XL.
Yeah, you gotta be so careful, and like you don't want to offend people and all that.
Because that would be like me, you know, shopping and then they stop like a size below me, and I'm like, well, that's fucked. You're meant to be an inclusive brand.
Totally.
Yeah. So there's all those little things that come up when you are doing the bigger sizes.
Yeah.
But I feel like in future, these suppliers that are making the seamless will get bigger machines to make 100%. The bigger. Yeah. So everything's just slowly adjusting, and we have to clap the small steps. Like any brand that, even if they like do like one size increase, that's why I'll support them. I'll show them that there is a market there.
Yeah.
People are going to wear their shit.
Yeah.
So that they hopefully keep extending.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. That's such a cool thing to be a part of as well. And like, I think it's so important to have, you know, women like you in the industry, like pushing brands like that and showing other girls where to shop and, you know, because it's hard. You don't know, like, you know, I often have to go up to a size 14 in some online boutiques. Yeah. Then I'm a 10 on others. It's so hard to know what size you are going to fit into because everyone grades so differently. So I think you being able to show girls how to dress and what they can wear is such a like amazing thing that you're doing for all the younger women, older women, any age, you know? So
It's pretty crazy to think that like that's what I'm like helping people with now.
Yeah.
You know, like amazing. Started as like everyone lose weight and now I'm like, wear this in a size 18.
Yeah. Where can I shop?
Yeah.
No, I so love fun. It. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and chatting to me. And I've learnt so much, and you've definitely like enlightened me and made me feel even more confident. You know, I just feel like you've made me feel really good. So thank you so much.
I love that. Thank you for having me.
Well, hopefully get you on again soon. And thank you everyone for listening.
Bye.
If you haven't already joined the Facebook group, I'll put the link down in the show notes. And don't forget to rate, review, send me your love and share with all your friends. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you loved it. Bye.